From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM continues to fight its trade battle on several fronts. A radical IMF proposal for debt relief for the world's poorest countries. And Guyana's Commissioner of Police says his outgunned forces need greater protection. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean countries are using every platform available to get their message across on free but fair trade. Since the ruling by the World Trade Organization against Europe's special treatment for Caribbean banana imports, regional leaders have been doing their part to get the WTO's rules rewritten. They've set themselves new goals at the July CARICOM summit, and Debbie Ransom now takes a look at how CARICOM leaders have been getting on.
CARICOM leaders had targeted the WTO trade round in Seattle to push for a mix of free and fair trade as the world's richer countries pursue trade liberalisation via the fast track. The Caribbean targeted the November meeting to try and bring about changes in free trade policies to take into account the special needs of smaller countries. Jamaican Prime Minister PJ Patterson said at the CARICOM summit in July that the Caribbean needed to do deals as it has never done before.
The developed countries want to include other things. They can't proceed to achieve that unless there is consensus.